This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. Live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. And let everybody know you can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, and it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And you can also go to foodforthoughtnh.com, and you can listen to all of our past broadcasts if you'd like. You know, if you knew someone that came on the show or you forgot a recipe. Well, actually, recipes, you don't have to listen to a show. We have a whole tab just on all of our recipes and stuff. So
that's true, and we're brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. Shelly was here a few moments ago. Her website is spiceblends.com. We thank her for her support. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and Londonderry. And Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. And just like you, Rocco's trying to catch up, opening up his third location in North Conway. Three Red Arrows, three Integrity Health Coaching Solution locations.
I
guess it's your move next.
What do you mean?
To make another restaurant.
Oh, dude. No. You know what? Actually, we are looking at a Concord site.
Ooh, this just in.
This just in. We're looking.
You're looking. Looking. Nothing.
There is a particular site we're looking at, but we'll find out a little bit more, I believe, on Saturday.
Can we play 20 questions? Or here's the second question. Will it be a drive-through, or are you preferring a drive-through?
No. It will not have a drive-through.
Okay. All right. Open 24/7.
Yes, they all are.
Will we broadcast there live for the grand opening?
Of course.
Well, I'm 3 for 3. I think I'll quit while I'm ahead.
Maybe you better.
Yeah, okay. Hey, so I have to tell you about a restaurant that somebody told me about today. I was over at the Channel 9, and check out Saturday morning around 8:15. You'll see me making sriracha kicked-up party nuts for Cook's Corner to help promote the chili on the mountain. Chili Fest at Pat's Peak on the 23rd for the Henniker Rotary. So they asked me to come in. So when we were done, one of the technicians came over and said, "Have you ever eaten at a place called How's Your Onion?" Never heard of the place. It's in Derry. And I'd never heard of it, didn't know anything about it.
It's a little diner.
Yeah. Well, he was telling me about this one thing they do called Popper Roulette.
Oh,
which kind of caught my attention.
It catches my attention.
It's and again, this is somebody telling me this. I haven't confirmed it, so this is my understanding of it. You can go in. I think, and this is just on Saturday, and order a tray of 6 jalapeno poppers. Okay, 5 of the 6 are just regular, but 1 of the 6 is either a ghost pepper or something that's really, really hot. Probably not a ghost pepper, but something that's way up there on the Scoville unit list. And apparently, you go around the table, and you take one, and whoever gets what's called the bullet or the hot pepper gets like a free coupon or certificate that you can use that day, which normally isn't the case.
That's pretty cool.
So Papa Roulette, kind of a cool idea at a place I'd never heard of before, but so there it is.
It's been there like 2-3 years,
I think. Yeah.
I went when they first opened up.
It looks like a basic menu.
I just looked at it. It was a few months that they opened
up. Yeah. So you got to know who your competition is, because you got a diner just up the road there.
Competition only makes you better.
Well, that's very true. It's very true. Only the strong survive. That's right. Any other cliches we can pull out of the bag?
They might be older, actually, because I remember I was talking about French toast at one time. This was in 2011. And it happens, this was when Jack Heath was hosting the afternoon show for New Hampshire Today, now in the mornings from 6 to 9 here on The Pulse. And the How's Your Onion guy, I don't know if he's still there or not, kind of challenged me to have these French toast. I had like 4 French toast. They were as big as Texas toast. And I finished them off within, I think, 20 minutes. So this was in 2011. It wasn't on the air. We had a Red Sox game on that day, but I was just eating away. So it was a Red Sox afternoon game, and I was just eating and eating and eating and eating. No, keep it going. Give me syrup. Give me the forks. I'm good to go. So.
Okay, so maybe they've been around a little longer than
that. I think maybe 2009
it's
or so, yeah.
A little bit,
yeah. Because I had it in 2011, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
This day in J-Dog history
brought to you by it was in August, by the way. It was in August of 2011, by the way.
Of course it was. Celebrating the 4-year anniversary. Thank you, J-Dog. What do you got there, Carol?
What do I have here? Well, I did have the Chili Fest, Chili on the Mountain. Maybe we can just remind people. It's going to be Sunday, August 23rd. It's going to be gates open at noontime, and it sounds like it's going to be a blast.
It is. They've just rearranged it this year.
Yeah.
Usually it used to be in the lodge, and there'd be these just gargantuan lines out the door, yet people didn't seem to mind. Now they're using the full base of the mountain. It's going to be outdoors, so you get the nice breeze, and the lines should, hopefully, be a little less obnoxious.
Be a little shorter, yeah.
And then, of course, they've got the beer wagon. They've got a big kids zone area. And they also have food other than chili. I think you can get a burger, hot dog, Kona ice, and stuff like that.
Well, it sounds like a fun day. Hopefully the weather is going to be nice. That would be the only thing I would think of.
The last exactly, since we're outside for the first time. This is, I think, their 13th annual, and I've probably been there for over half of them. But it's great to see all these families come in. It really is a great day.
And
have a live band.
Who doesn't like chili?
Well, yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, really, who doesn't like chili?
I do have to tell you, though, talking about ghost peppers, we did have one entry, not this past year, but 2 years ago, 2013. And somebody warned us ahead of time. Actually, it was somebody I worked with who went to this particular booth and tried it. And he said it was so painful and so hot that we shouldn't probably have very much of it, which is good that he did.
Well, yeah, because it would ruin your taste for the rest of them anyway.
You're right, Carol.
You know?
So I just put a little dab on my tongue just to confirm it. And it was, I think they disqualified the guy and said, don't come back or, you know, don't ever pull that one again.
Yeah.
It was just, it was, you know, ridiculous. So that generally the chilies are not that hot. The home-cooked chilies, and of course the restaurants aren't going to make them really, really
hot
either.
Not.
But there's two divisions, restaurant and then the home-cooks. And there's cash prizes for the categories.
Yeah.
So Chef Nicole, Rick Broussard of the new Hampshire Magazine, and yours truly will be the three judges.
Perfect.
Love it every year.
Should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Dave from Concord. Hi, Dave. How are you?
How you doing, Carol?
Very good. How about you?
I've been to Hard Runyon many times. It's a very, very good place.
Awesome.
Part of the most unique about them is they open up at on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they're open from 5 to 2. And then Thursday through Sunday, they're open 24 hours a day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you go in there Thursday morning at 5 o'clock, and they're open until Sunday morning at 2 o'clock. Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And
all right,
they have
a thing
called smashed potatoes that will just knock your socks off.
Dave, here's the question. David, did you hear me talking about the popper roulette?
Yes, I hadn't heard that before. They put coupons on one of these Coop-Copia, I think, or Daily Deal, where you can get, you can buy them for $8 and you get $15 worth of food. And I bought 10, 15 of them, and they're just a wonderful place to go. Best time to go is probably, well, Thursday, you can go all night if you want to, or Friday or Saturday. But very good place to eat, excellent food.
Very nice tip. Thank you.
Dave, thanks for checking in. Call anytime, my friend.
Also, Mike.
Yes.
I want to just thank you. I was the guy who stopped in about a month ago about that Grand Finale restaurant.
Yes.
And I did find it, and it's a wonderful restaurant with fantastic pizza and excellent garlic knots.
Yeah, Dave came by. There's a new restaurant in the Windham-Salem area. I didn't quite know the name of it, but I researched it and then sent him back the information. And it's a deep dish Sicilian-type pizza, right, Dave?
Exactly. Very, very good, excellent item. And the garlic knots are really, really great, too. They're right on Route 28, just south of the Route 111, head you towards over to Hampstead. Just a little bit down, like maybe 500 feet or so down from there on the left-hand side. It's spelled GRANFANALLY.
Ah, a little play on words there.
Grand
Finale.
Get a chance. You ought to make them as a sponsor because they got a fantastic pizza. Now, I know the Red Arrow is the best. Don't get me wrong, but just other people you might want to consider.
Of course.
All right. Well, that's some good information, Dave. Thank you so much for checking back. I'm glad you had a chance to find it.
No problem. Have a great day now, guys.
You
right.
too.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
yeah, 866-823-1077 if you want to jump in. Normally, Donna from Delaware would be on at this time. She has jury duty today, so it takes two of us to fill her boots.
Does it ever.
Not easy.
No, it's not. Oh, dear.
That's pretty cool. Burger King coming up with fiery fries.
Oh.
You've heard about this. Burger King's new fiery chicken fries.
Oh.
Are now available. Not everywhere. I don't know if they're available here in New England. Similar to the classic chicken fries, the new variant features a marinade of cayenne pepper and other spices to produce heat in every bite. The brand even goes as far as boasting and, quote, offensively spicy taste to their product. So they're kind of like trying to make themselves badasses about this thing, it sounds like, to kind of draw in maybe a little different audience. Because basically, fast food is very bland. It has to appeal to the masses right down the middle, not to either side, pretty much. So they also have, it's a 9-piece box for $2.89, served with a choice of dipping sauces, which include ranch, zesty, buffalo, sweet and sour, and honey mustard. Available short time only. Original chicken fries are still a permanent addition to the Burger King menu. I do have to admit I like the Wendy's spicy chicken patty sandwich. It's a fried spicy chicken.
I like Wendy's.
What did I say?
You just said Burger King.
Okay. I meant Wendy's, the Wendy's spicy chicken the one that you're referring to.
Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. Cheese and ketchup only.
But I can only do that a couple times a year. I just can't do it that often.
I don't remember the last time I had it. Yeah. But, yeah. I know. How often do you eat that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, pretty rarely.
Right.
It's just not that often.
Once in a while, get that craving.
Well, you do.
You know?
And so you'll give into it once in a while. But, you know, I just find it, the older you get, and you'll hear other people say that stuff just it doesn't always agree with your stomach.
Right.
And I'm not sure. And maybe that's nature's way of saying, stop it!
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it that often.
Knucklehead.
Do you like nice coffee shops where you can get a latte or some kind of froofy coffee drink?
I don't drink coffee anymore.
Oh, okay.
I really don't.
So there was a time that you did.
Yes, there was. And yes, I would like those kinds of places.
So check this out. Tell me what you think. Humans perceive coffee drinks with latte art to have a higher value.
I read that this morning.
Yes. That pretty foam heart in your latte may be the reason that you feel okay with paying $5 for it. According to a new study published this month in the Journal of Sensory Studies, humans perceive the value of a coffee drink to be higher if it features latte art. So makes no difference to me, but I guess they can probably keep track, you know, which ones sell and how much more they charge. I mean, that's a barista that can do that. It's pretty cool.
That is
and
very...
probably can command a pretty good salary because it creates a clientele that would come in specifically.
Certain clientele.
I mean, and I've seen faces. It's like Etch-A-Sketch. Did
it
you have one as a kid?
It is. I loved my Etch-A-Sketch.
Etch-A-Sketches. Have you ever seen some of the incredible art that's been done with it? There's an agency in Wyndham, and I don't know if they're still there or if they still have it, but their entire lobby when you walk in is all these Etch-A-Sketches with really cool things.
No,
so it's like you're
neat.
Walking into an Etch-A-Sketch art institute.
That is cool.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's still there. I haven't been to the Troop in a few years. But, you know, you never know where you're going to find art in today's world.
That's true. We went to dinner last night. I just want to talk about this a little bit. And actually, history happened yesterday. This is amazing. We kind of jumped in the car and said, let's.
Oh, I think
we
didn't
know where
Facebook.
We were going. Mm-hmm. And he started heading down Route 3 towards Nashua. So we went into Nashua. And then he had never been to Michael Timothy's, MT's Kitchen. And I hadn't been there since it changed to MT's.
Yes.
So I said, let's go check that out. Well, I love the shoe store across the street. Alex's shoe store.
Did they move?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I know they've been there. I thought they were somewhere
else. They've been there 70 years.
Wow.
And they're right across the street pretty much from MT's and next door, a couple doors down from Surf. So I was so excited to go there. He pretty much walked in and sat at the chair and started playing on his phone. He says, you just go for it. And do you know, first time ever, I mean, and that shoe store has every shoe imaginable. Yeah. I mean, every type, brand, whatever. And upstairs, they have their clearance room upstairs. I went through the whole entire store. And I did not buy one pair of shoes.
I don't believe it.
I swear to God. And I came
downstairs.
Do you
have a Bible with you, George?
I came downstairs and I went to him and he goes, where's your shoes? I go, honestly, I can't even find one pair in here that even remotely I
really?
Like. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's very strange.
That's so unlike you, Carol.
Never, ever happened to me.
Whatever happened to the old Carol?
I don't know what happened. It was really weird. It was really weird. And I like Danskos, and that they have like the best variety of Danskos there. But there was a particular style I was looking for, and I was surprised they didn't have it.
Wow.
They didn't. And well, I mean, like the other ones.
You've got a lot of shoes to begin with, so it's probably going to be tougher to find something you don't have that
I
really turns you
something.
On. Oh, you do?
It's never happened to me.
Yeah. See, guys are so different. I mean, I've got a nice pair of black shoes. I've got one or two pairs of nice brown shoes. I've got my kicking around shoes and a pair of sneakers, and that's it. Five pairs of shoes, I'm good to go probably for another 5 years. And I would venture to guess there are most men would agree with that.
Yes. Daryl's the same thing. Mm-hmm. He has his two pairs of flip-flops, and he says, which ones do I wear? I go, they're exactly the same. What are you talking about?
Don't ask me how many pairs of Nikes I have in my house right now.
Yeah,
let's
J-Dog
not go there.
Likes Nikes.
Is that right?
Don't go there. I've got many. Well, thing is, I have basketball shoes. I have running shoes, those shoes that you just use to run, you know, the ones that you don't wear, you don't have to wear socks. So I have different pairs of those because your feet have to get used to something different every day. Otherwise, you can get all kinds of foot problems, like your muscles. They don't grow. Your feet are growing, so when that happens, because they have to get used to.
They're growing at your age?
No, what I mean is, as you either age or whatever, your feet are still, they're muscles. You have to exercise those muscles.
Oh, okay,
and when you're doing that, you're growing them, essentially. So, and you can't wear the same pairs of shoes every single day because your feet will get used to that, and you can't do that. So, it's basically like muscle confusion, but for your feet. So,
Carol, there's our next segment, podiatry.
There you go.
J-Dog is our guest podiatrist today.
There you go.
Playing one on the radio.
Oh. So can you please tell us how many pairs of Nikes you have?
I lost count after like 30.
No
really?
Way. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, J-Dog, I'm proud of you.
Imelda Marcos, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been called that. I've been called the Imelda Marcos of radio.
I would not have guessed that. I would think one or two pairs, and that'd be it for this guy.
I don't wear the same pairs of shoes every day. It's always a different pair every day. Workout shoes, I do wear those the same every day because I'm not really on my feet all that much. I'm just lifting the weights and the like, so on my total gym. So.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because I do have a thing for sneakers also. Like when I go into a store and I see sneakers, I buy sneakers. I probably have about 10 pairs of sneakers.
Okay. Dress shoes, I have about, I have four pairs. So I very rarely wear dress shoes unless I'm out, you know, out at a function of some sort. So
I had some woman insult my shoes one day.
Why?
This is a couple of years ago. I'm hosting Miss Senior New Hampshire pageant. You know, it's for older women. And I had on a pair of black shoes because I was wearing a tux, and she didn't feel that those were good shoes. She says, yeah, I wouldn't wear those. Really?
Jeez.
Well, I wouldn't be wearing that bikini either, sister. But
you didn't tell her that, did you?
No,
you kept
no,
it to
no,
yourself.
No.
Okay.
I was very grateful, but I got to tell you the truth. She tried to get on another radio show I used to be doing to promote something. She said, nah.
Not going to happen.
Don't have the time. Ain't going to happen. you blew it, lady. You know?
Oh, my gosh. That is
so
funny.
I got rid of the shoes.
You did?
Well, I mean, a few months later, but I didn't throw them up because of her. It was just time.
Oh, okay, just the soles have worn out.
You know, maybe she was right after all.
Did you ask Barb?
No. Well, I told her about it, and she was horrified that you just don't say that to somebody you barely know.
No, you
just don't do that.
But you know, my shoe history changed. Father Mark always told me you can tell the class of a lady by just looking at her shoes.
Really?
And this is from a priest?
I started doing that. Yeah, your friend.
What does a priest know about that stuff?
You look, and I do. And you know what it changed me?
What's that?
I got nicer shoes now. Because by nicer, you know, I have work shoes, but they're nice. They're my leftover shoes that I won't wear here because I think they're starting to get dingy. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Then I have a nice pair. And then I have an extra pair brand new in case I want to get to the new. Then I got the junk for the pawn. But it changed my shoe life.
Really?
And like Christopher, he's got 16, 17 Nikes. They get this shoe fetish. That I can't understand. What the heck one do you want to wear every day? But you know, see what I'm saying? It changed. And every time, I'll always, you know, some people look at the leg, I look at the shoe. And I'm always right. I'm right. It's not good. I'm judging.
I always look at people's
sometimes
shoes.
Sometimes when I see horrible shoes, I go, you know.
So is that like in the top five of what women look at when they size up a guy, do you think? You know, is that in the top five?
Well, I do.
Well,
and
yeah.
You know, I do have to tell you, okay, when I met Daryl.
You do, yeah.
At the bar. What's going on? One time, this is when we're, you know, we're friends, just, you know, kind of casual acquaintance. And that is like, it is. It's the one thing that I do look at. And it was in the summertime.
A lot, dude.
Uh-oh, Birkenstocks.
And I looked down and he had Tevas on.
Oh, Tevas. Okay.
I did not like that.
Yeah, right. No, I know what you mean.
Oh, my gosh. And then when we started dating, I'm like, you need to get some flip-flops.
No, right.
He's like, I don't think I can wear flip-flops. I said, you're getting flip-flops. You're wearing some nice.
Sound like Barb.
Yeah, and just recently,
two months ago,
sitting right up, well, not up front, it was up here, up, it was winter. You know, I had about a gout. I only had one in my life, and if you ever had gout, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Now I couldn't wear my shoes. So I had to wear a shoe that was loose, like a slipper, but it wasn't a slipper. Mm-hmm. It was pretty nice. But it looked a little dingy, but I didn't care. The pain was so bad. Doris, my ex-wife.
My mother.
What are you doing with them shoes on? They look horrible.
It never stops, George. They keep coming back. I just think
that shoe fetish again. And I just, the other day, she says, you have nice shoes on. Doris, I told you then I couldn't wear those shoes.
Isn't that funny? Ex-wives just don't stop. Look. I have one of those, too, and you know,
but,
I'll get that occasionally.
It still goes back to they gauge you by your shoe.
Wow.
Or not gauge you, but I don't know where you put the classification.
Wow, I never expect that. But I picture you as, away from here, being a snappy dresser.
I used to be. Now it's my jean look.
Yeah, but I got. But when you have to clean up, you know how to do it.
Oh, no, exactly.
Yeah.
That's new? No, it isn't brand new. But
yeah, well, it was new in 1958.
I keep clothes brand new with labels on it.
Oh, you do?
And I just keep that as a reserve.
Oh, that's what I take after?
Oh, I keep reserve. I mean, I have to, you know, Diana watches a little bit. You know, what's this? Noon? I haven't had new slacks. And I've had it for 6 months or a year. I think it's old, but I have not worn it.
Yeah.
In fact, you'll say, take the tag off.
Yeah, I do. I have the
but
same
I,
thing.
I like that. See, I'm always ready.
Hey, I just bought a suit at your place across Street George's last week.
Right,
I did.
Right.
I love that place.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. It's ideal. It's like a secret, but it does well.
The secret is
that
you own
it. You know what he started now as a secret? He does all the tucks for weddings.
Oh, yeah.
And that is big business.
Good money
and he's a
that.
Lot. It's $50 less.
Wow.
I went to the place in the mall for Jessica, and it was $225. Here it's $275.
Oh, so you can rent tuxedos?
Yeah,
from them?
$175 versus $225.
Wow.
Smart business to be in.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah.
He's still plugging.
He does.
He's still there.
He'd
he's,
be a fun guest to have
Well,
on.
George.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he's over 90 now, and his health.
Is he?
Yeah, I spoke to somebody the other day, and so he's had a couple health concerns. But it'd be great to have him on. I'd have Bernie on, who worked for him for all those years.
Yeah.
Bernie Marchowski. You
know? No, that's the right place to go. You just go by, get his slacks, you get on the other end, they check him out. No, nope, this got to go up, this got to come in.
No fussing around. They don't try to upsell you.
$60. Done. It's good stuff.
For a suit?
For slacks.
Oh, for slacks.
No, but
okay.
Just go for slacks. They're gonna
fit.
Well,
then they alter them for you.
They alter them.
For life.
They're going to fit
for
you.
For life.
If it don't fit next year, bring them back.
Yeah. You get fat, come on back.
We never do. Today we buy a new one.
Yeah.
I know.
You know?
Cool. Hey, we better take
clothes.
A break.
We're going to take a break.
Because George just kind of wormed his way in here a little early.
Yeah,
but
I did.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't help it. I had to get in. It's killing me.
All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Everybody, it's Food for Thought on The Pulse. Carol Lawrence and Mike Moore in 107.7 WTPL. Brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue on 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.net. And who else? Oh, yeah, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. You know, Kevin Cornish was here, as you know, Carol, last Friday for the show.
He had a blast. I saw him on Sunday.
So he had a good time.
I'm
glad to hear that. I got him to tell the story of the big poop storm, if we want to call it that happened when he had that one dissatisfied customer.
Did you say poops? Oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Right.
Could have been, you know, I could have taken another step further, but you know what I'm saying. And when he had that one dissatisfied customer that just railed on Yelp, and then he finally said, I'm not going to take it because it was extremely unreasonable, and he responded on Facebook, and it went viral, and TV stations were knocking.
Crazy.
I mean, that woman did him a favor.
Yeah, she definitely did.
So, and I wondered if he'd want to talk about it. I said, you know what? This guy would talk to us about anything.
And he did.
And
right?
he did. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He gave a great explanation. Yeah. So I was glad to hear it
he
from him.
He speaks very well.
He does.
He really does. Yeah.
He does indeed.
I like Kevin a lot. He's very smart and knows what he's doing, knows his stuff. And
no kidding.
You know, I was sitting there with him on Sunday. We had a Thrive After Five at Casey's Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And he was telling us, you know, after everybody had kind of left and the crowd kind of weeded out, we were all kind of sitting together. There were like six or seven of us. And he starts telling us about some contest that he has entered. And he says, you know, he says, because we had some chicken wings, and his chicken wings are the best chicken wings. Casey's Rib Shack, mm-hmm. get the honey, the garlic parmesan chicken Ooh. Wings.
Yeah.
They are so good. It's not even funny. So we're eating wings, and he's like, oh, yeah. You know, and someone said, you must have won awards. He goes, oh, boy. He goes, we've been in so many contests and so many awards. And he says, it's when he goes, now, Dad, you know, we can relate to this. He says, you know, when you get to the place, you know, that you know, because you got to bring everything from the kitchen, you know, to a remote place. And then you forget this thing, you forget that thing. And he says, you know, always the times where he's won, like first place or second place, has been when, you know, he forgot like this major thing.
Oh,
and he was talking about the sausage and he burnt it. But then you know, you can kind of get away with that And then he tossed it in some brown sugar and then something, you know, and they won first place.
That's
He's like,
funny.
Oh, my gosh, it's something that he could never repeat doing. But he was telling the story and we were laughing so hard. It was so
funny.
Well,
just the way he tells stories.
Yes, and he's a good storyteller.
He is. And he's got the loudest voice.
He
now,
does.
We were on the sidewalk, as you know, the summer series last Friday, and I had to go down towards City Hall to feed the parking kiosk
here. And you could hear him.
And I could hear him. I could say, George, and I've got half my hearing is gone. And I can still hear him. So, oh, my God, it's George Cornish. But Kevin, hopefully I'm not telling any stories out of school, but they've been in business 17 years, and they have never, every year has been better. They've never had a year that's gone back or down, regardless of the economy. I said, wow, that's quite
a
ride.
That's the same with my Manchester store.
Yeah, is that right?
Yep. Man. And that's a big thing to say.
Because at some point, there has to be a plateau because you just can't serve any more food. So I guess you raise prices. I don't know what you do, but...
Well, no, more business. Bigger customer base.
Yeah.
People that come not as often, but the base gets bigger.
Sure.
So you grow.
More tenderloin sandwiches on Friday, I think.
Tenderloin sandwiches on Friday at Midtown Cafe.
All right. It's official.
Fresh out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh sliced on a nice roll.
So, you know, I did mention MT's Kitchen, so I just want to chat a little bit about that.
Okay.
Just because I said it and because I hadn't been there for a while. Have you been there, MT's?
Not since it's changed,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, okay. I myself either. But a really nice menu, small menu, but all the right varieties. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your small plates, appetizers, some salads. They had some... grilled pizzas in the pizza oven.
Like a thin crust?
Thin crust. Yep. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what I got. She highly recommended under the entrees their meatloaf. She said that their meatloaf is to die for, so that's what Daryl got. Mm. And it was excellent. We got baked oysters to start with.
Oh, okay.
Those were ridiculous.
Where is it?
MT's, Michael Timothy's
on
Nashua.
On Main Street.
Yep.
On Main
right
Street,
across
that's
from,
right.
Excellent.
Across
yep.
the street from Surf.
Yep.
But no, the menu, nice menu. And I had the pizza. I had caramelized onion, chicken, and bacon pizza.
Mm.
Then
Hello.
It was
sounds nice.
Delicious.
You had me at onions and bacon.
Right? It was really good. Nice and thin. Yeah. I had, you know, a couple slices.
Buckley Steakhouse is a good place, too, in Merrimack. I don't get there real often either.
Mm-hmm.
But
very nice.
Great. I think, and he's got, of course, a new place in Portsmouth. Have not been to that one yet.
Surf in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
When we were in Portsmouth a few weeks ago. We mm-hmm. did stop in. We didn't stay, but I wanted to check it out. And beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. So, Dad, what do you have on tap for us?
Well, I have a few things. How about I could label this the chef's secret weapon?
Oh.
You know, every chef likes a special tool.
Okay, it's a tool
this
we're talking?
This is a pan.
Oh, okay.
Something that's easy to slide around in, you know, like our Miracle-Ear grill.
Yeah.
You know, the chromium plated stainless steel. This is nothing but it's not old-fashioned. You know the cast iron pans?
Mm-hmm.
They're heavy.
Yes.
They're bulky. Your wrists hurt. If you get carpal tunnel,
hard to clean.
You're in trouble. They're hard to clean because they're a little porous on the edges.
Yeah, right.
The bottom is seasoned. Mm-hmm. But this here is the steel ones. It's a steel thin pan you can buy. And they're expensive.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
And you season that, and it just does. A well-seasoned carbon steel skillet is non-stick. Fried eggs slip around in the pan. And I know that for a fact because my favorite ones when I had my own restaurant for years, I used to use a steel Teflon. you know, it's Teflon, but it used to be steel. Well, when the Teflon was gone and we wear them out, gone, you know, for crepes, I used to say it's the best darn pan around because it was it was seasoned. And
so tell me how I would season a pan like that, the steel pan.
Well, this is
or how you would do it.
This is a science thing here. I'm telling you.
Yeah, this looks like Cook's Illustrated magazine.
This is so great. You can't believe it. I've never seen this one. The initial seasoned. First, you need to remove the new pan, the wax. Well, if you buy it new, use very hot water, dish soap, vigorous scrubbing with a bristle brush. Dry the pan, then put it on low heat to finish drying. Add a third cup of oil, 2/3 cup salt, and peels from 2 potatoes.
Stop
This is the science behind this thing. And this helps to pull any remaining wax or grease from the pan's surface. Cook over medium heat, occasionally moving the peels around up the sides and the rim about 8-10 minutes. Your pan will turn brown and spotted. You have just the greatest pan around.
No way. Wow.
That's how you season a steel pan. Then if you go back here, they rate them, testing carbon steels. That's what's nice about it. They have a blue skillet ironware, 13-inch fry pan, $230. How's that?
What's the brand name? They have
Blue Skillet.
Oh, Blue Skillet.
Blue Skillet Iron.
Okay.
But that's second. Highly recommended. First, a Matfer Bourget. Black steel, round frying pan, $44.
No way.
So see what I mean?
Where would you get that? Do they say like at Target or?
No, I don't think it would be Target, but you never know. They'll have some spots. You know, you'd have to get
I'd
into
say
it.
Probably like a
like
kitchen store.
Like the one at the mall. Right, they'd have any of these.
What about the spot on the west side there that sells restaurants?
Yeah, they will too.
Oh, yeah.
They will have
I
that
I bet you
stuff.
Them too.
But I thought that was very interesting because I used to do it. You know, it's as slick as nonstick. Performs like a tri-ply stainless. And it sears like cast iron.
So, again, what is the seasoning with it again? Just repeat.
Well, it's a little bit of oil. You don't have to go. A third cup of oil.
Yep.
2/3 cup salt. And peels from 2 potatoes.
So no liquid other than the
That's it. Oil and salt.
Okay. All
right. This helps to pull it. You know, then you're pulling the grease out of the pan.
Wow.
And then you just cook it over medium heat. Up the sides, move everything around it. Wash it out. Discard the contents. And wipe it with a paper towel. As you're ready to cook. If you experience a little sticking, just do this whole thing one more time, and your pan is good as gold.
Interesting.
Wow. Is that dishwasher safe once you've got it seasoned?
It is. It will not rust. The seasoned pan will not rust.
And that's steel.
And that's how my griddle is. You know, I don't even cover my griddle in the summertime at home, the griddle black steel. It doesn't rust. And, it, you know, I should know better, but after reading this article, I says, it's seasoned. And I do finish it off. When I'm all done, I clean it. I give it that Vegeline.
Right.
And I wipe it with a rag. It's seasoned
like
and it will not
polish it like with some.
Huh. Vegeline? Now tell me what
that is. Yeah, it's a can. It's a spray can.
Spray.
You buy
is that
at restaurants.
Restaurants?
Non-stick. You put in a muffin pan.
It's like in place
bit.
Of Pam.
All right, so I could use something comparable.
It's commercial.
Okay.
And that might work too with a little bit of
we
salt.
We all have Vegeline in our houses.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, your restaurant royalty. Come on, you got to have that stuff.
I'll have to get Mike a can.
And you
want to
hear a good...
It.
Yeah.
I thought
this was amazing. I watched this on TV last night, a hot tip. I couldn't believe it. It was
how to clean your grill?
No, how to make grilled cheese.
Oh, in the toaster.
In the toaster.
I saw that.
Isn't that neat?
Get out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're going to go on a break.
All right,
We need to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to learn how to make
grilled
cheese. It doesn't ooze out?
Nice. This is cute.
Okay.
No,
right.
But you don't want to put too much cheese on it either.
Yeah.
Because it would.
You're listening
imagine it would.
Food for Thought. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And Dad is in the house, George Lawrence. And I am dying to hear how to make grilled cheese in a toaster.
Well, I just happened to see it. Same thing.
What
Mike
was
saw.
It on? Where did you see it?
It was on Food Network.
It was actually on the
was
True
it a break?
True TV.
Oh, the upper one.
True TV, and it's on a show called Life Hacks.
Yeah, Life Hacks.
So it's showing you how to do weird shortcut ways of stuff that take much, much longer. It's kind of a trend these days.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I want to hear your take on this.
Normal pop-up toaster.
Okay.
And you just lay it on its side.
Oh.
I said, wow. And then she just puts the slice of cheese on the bread.
American cheese.
Yeah. It was awful yellow, but it could have been.
Yeah, it was because she talked about taking the wrapper off and all that stuff. So.
And then the next one.
So that fake cheese.
Yeah, it's fake cheese.
Well, yeah, but I think regular cheese will do it. That's hot in a toaster.
Oh,
I don't think
is.
That would matter.
But it would make a horrible mess if it got over the side.
Well, no. It has,
these
it has
little
to be
squares con- will be contained.
It has to be contained within
right.
the edge of the toast.
Yes.
But she just waited. She says, you can
did
see
she,
it.
Wait, so she didn't butter it?
No. See, I would have buttered it
yeah.
on the outside edges from the cheese.
Well, it would slow down the burning. But no, I was impressed with it. I don't think I would do it that way. But
the thing is, when it popped out, so you put it as
well,
your dad said.
Well, it popped right on top of the other
well,
one.
Well, that's the thing. But it's,
they
it's
both
not,
came out.
It's not cheese to cheese. It's, you know, so you kind of have
no,
to
I
separate
know.
Them and then put
but
the two
she
halves
did
together.
It very well.
Oh, yeah, but they could have done it in 10 takes, too. You
she
don't
was,
know.
Yeah, you're right. But mm-hmm. she was waiting for it. Like, boom, she picked it right up. It just
yeah.
caught the edge a little bit. And she just put them together. And she's just like Mom used to make. Not
yeah, I
really,
don't think
she
so.
Said.
But
she
they
said not really.
Yeah. But then they show somebody. I saw a little clip of them trying to make it with an iron too.
Right.
You know,
I've seen that one.
That really messed up the iron.
Oh, it must.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I mean, really, just take your frying pan out.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well,
you
this
know?
Is real quick.
Yeah, this is faster than a frying pan because it doesn't have to heat up. You needed a good 10-minute heat up time on a
You're
pan.
Stuck.
You put it in the toaster.
Boom.
You got grilled cheese in 4 minutes or less.
Like, imagine a mess you just popped in a regular toaster the regular way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking when you
yeah,
guys first
exactly.
said that. I was like, whoa.
All right. We have a good recipe here.
All
this,
right.
this I really say we should. I tried it. It was excellent. I just couldn't get over it. So you start by purchasing 2 pounds of turkey tenders. I have never worked with turkey tenders before.
I have, and they're pretty good.
I was impressed. I mean, I really was
skinless,
impressed.
Boneless.
Yeah,
it's
right.
a tender.
Small. Yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
same as usual, you take that
they're
little
like
vein line.
Kind of like a turkey tenderloin, I think they call them, right? Or do they call them turkey tenders?
Well, they're tenders. It's the tender,
yeah.
same
yeah.
as a chicken tender.
Yeah,
except it's monstrous.
Yep,
and they're kind of pricey. 2 tenders was almost $12.
Whoa,
at Market Basket.
What was the weight on that though?
It was like I said, maybe it was a pound. They were about $6 a pound. That's a lot of money for, you know, a chicken's 3-4 now. But anyways, I took 2 of them, made sure there was no tendon on it for $12, but there's a little vein there, so I always V it out. I take that, my knife, my sharpest knife,
okay.
every, don't go deep, pull it right out, so
right.
you're working fine.
Like you're butterflying it almost, or?
No, just laying it down. The vein goes this way.
Okay.
Just pull it out.
Okay.
Come right out. Okay, two pounds of turkey tenders, and then I cut them in strips on an angle.
Yes.
Because, you know,
right.
on a slight bias.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you put them in a pan, and then you put 3 cups of cola.
Cola?
Cola.
What?
I use my good old Coke, and it covers it. 2 tablespoons of fresh garlic, chopped fine. 2 tablespoons of sesame oil, which I had to go buy. You know, you always think you have something till you go look for it.
You should have come to my house because I have at least, you know, when you don't think
oh.
you have it when you're at the
oh,
store.
Yeah.
You
know
and then you buy it.
And you buy it again.
And you come home and you have
like vanilla,
3 bottles.
I
yeah,
have
same thing.
Right.
Or baking soda
way.
Or
yeah.
baking powder.
One of them, I have 4 or 5 of them. It's that apple cider vinegar. I must have 6 of them. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So you got 2 tablespoons of sesame oil, 1/3 cup of oil. I mean, you can use the EVOO, but you can use just mm-hmm. normal canola oil. And 3/4 cup of soy sauce.
Oh.
Stir it up a little bit. And then just let, it asked to marinate them the night before, and I did. I got on a stick. I was down in Market Basket before they closed, so I'd have them the next day. And now the only thing you got to be careful of when you do this, time's moving on. When you do this, they burn easy.
Okay.
So you put them on a charcoal, which was gas. I'm all into my KitchenAid now. Now I'm all moved over. I wanted the other one. And you just take your time and cook it, and I ended up searing it a little bit.
Well, sear it and then put it on the indirect heat.
Yeah, that's all I did.
Yep.
They were the best sandwiches. And what I did is I used coffee cup roll, split it open. I grilled it, and then I spread it with good old Hellman's mayonnaise. Nice bib lettuce in there, some sliced heirloom tomatoes, and I generously put those chunks in there. I had the greatest sandwich
wow.
I've ever had.
And healthy, too, by
and
the
it
way.
It was healthy.
Yeah,
it was
lean.
Good. There was nothing there out of
nice.
Whack.
All right. Well, thank you for that, George.
So that's a good one. I'm going to do it again. I guess I have to do it again this week.
Yum. All right. Thank you, Dad.
Yep.
And Kale and Company up next. I believe he's at the Northeast Delta Dental.
Yeah, so J-Dog is, I think, filling in.
There you go.
All right.
Well, cool. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Kale and Company up next. Bye-bye, everybody.